We call it in aviation, to do that. He right at the top of that climb and then puts the rudder forward to exact the stall turn. Coming back now, quite a high rate of knots there, approaching 170, 180 knots, pulling down, and that gives him enough power. This is an 8-point turn and he's going through 360 degrees.
Absolutely beautiful manoeuvres there. That's Mike Collett in the air at the controls. It's not, of course, a supersonic aircraft. This has fairly conventional wings, but it really is optimised for this very, very tight turning and high roll rate, which is suitable for air racing, as George explained, and for this kind of display here. So a very, very specialised aircraft. And air forces all around the world do promote this kind of flying, this competitive activity and this kind of flying, which helps with their other activities.
So here we go now, this is the final pass. You can see him giving a good wave, everybody. This is Mike Collett in the Cap 232 with some really outstanding aerobatics, really first-class exhibition now.
And that's us just signing off down here.
We're saying bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to Mike Collett on the radio. Let's give a big round of applause to Mike. What a beautiful display. Thank you very much.
Now, don't go away, ladies and gentlemen. We have another flying display coming up at 2 o'clock. Something very special. We've got the Spitfire coming. Caroline Grace with the Spitfire. 2 o'clock, George. Yes, good show. Probably the best-known aircraft in the country, without doubt. So, say, Spitfire 2 o'clock. In the meantime, I was just talking to Eric, the vet. We've only got 9 entries for the dog show. So you've got an hour to register for the dog show. The dog show will take place at 3, but you need to register prior to that. There are some very good prizes. They've raised over £1,000 worth of prizes for the dog show, so all you Labrador owners, this is your chance. Make your way over to Iron Henge, that's the iron columns at the top of the field, and register for the dog show. It's a lot of fun. There's all sorts of suitable classes to fit any dog. The most handsome male, we've already entered Malcolm for that. Prettiest chick, Lady Judy. Waggiest tail, best trick, best junior dog handler, owner and dog look alike, and so on. So please support it. As I say, the charity have gone to a lot of trouble to get suitable prizes for it. And I was just talking to Eric, the local vet, and he was quite disappointed to say that he'd only got 9 entries. So go along, because it'll be almost a prize for everybody, I'm sure. And take flight.
Right.
Whilst...
Can I interrupt, please?
Yes, carry on. It's your show, my lady.
Because we have something very special here.
So, Bill, all the engine drivers have been so grateful for all the invites that you've made to us, the generosity, and they've all made a little note in this book just to wish you a very, very happy 80th year and wish you many more.
Oh. That is so good.
Thank you very much indeed. I really appreciate this, and we'll keep it with pride. It's beautifully presented, and there's lots of spare pages for serious notes. Thank you very much indeed.
And quite honestly, it's we who should thank the engine drivers, because to bring those beautiful beasts here takes a great deal of effort and time and money. And now they're all sort of becalmed because the ground's too soft, and we're hoping we might get some of them into the ring later on this afternoon. The ones that went up to the top after lunch yesterday and stayed there because it was too wet to go anywhere else, we think we'll get them into the ring, but the ones that are down at the bottom don't think they will get into the ring, and I just think it's so sad. So we've had 2 really good days of them, and then we had nearly 80 of them in the ring yesterday, which was amazing. 57 in the ring yesterday. Anyway, now I want June to carry on telling you about her camels.
Oh dear, I don't know what to tell you. They've been to many performances. Therese started her public life doing the Lord Mayor's Parade. That was about 10 years ago, something like that, or 12 years ago. And then that's where we discovered that she absolutely loves performing. And the bigger the crowd, the happier she is. And she especially likes small children and very elderly people. She's always drawn to them. It's really quite interesting. But they've done lots of stuff. They've been in many cathedrals. They've been in Westminster Cathedral, Salisbury Cathedral. They've been upstairs, into buildings. Anything for a performance, anything for an audience. They really enjoy that. Judy's busy giving the dogs treats. I don't know what else. Without any questions, it's very hard to know what to tell. These camels are extraordinarily adapted for their desert environment. They can go a month without eating and about 2 or 3 weeks without water. They can see for 7 kilometres. They have nostrils which close up fully so the sand doesn't get in. Very thick eyelashes and thick furry ears so sand can't get in there. They've got pads on their stomachs and on their knees and elbows, so when they lie on the sand, their skin doesn't burn. They're just altogether very well adapted to the extreme environment in which they live. It can go to 40 degrees below zero and 40 degrees above, so they really have to they have to be very resistant to all sorts of things. And the wild camel, which is even more endangered, also 2 humps, and only about 900 to 1,000 left of those, they've actually adapted to survive on salt water, the only mammal that can do that. I do. I think Therese and Timogen are coming out now.
I'm going to do my hair.